A is November 28, 2005. I'm going to open my mouth and share with you some of the scriptures and the word of the Lord that I've been hearing. First, as I share with you, I want to take you to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and following. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, alert, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I want to make it very clear that ministry, in my ministry, my life, is dedicated to glorify God and to glorify His Son, Jesus Christ. That is true ministry, and as Jesus has taught us in the Gospel of John, I encourage you to read that, that he that seeks his own glory is not genuine, but he that seeks the glory of him that sends him is genuine, and there's no unrighteousness in him. So I must share this word with you, and I must share with you what I have heard, as it is written in Amos, when the Lord has but spoken, who can but help but prophesy? Paraphrasing. The Lord says, sound the alarm in my holy mountain. The day of the Lord is at hand. That's Joel 2, verse 1. God is calling his people to return to him. Seek his face with the whole heart and soul. That's Deuteronomy 30, verse 2. Psalms 105, verse 4. You are to hear his voice, Matthew 4, 4. The Lord says he is standing up to judge the earth for its iniquity. The Lord calls his people into the abiding place of the Lord to be hidden in the day of his wrath. That's Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. You'll find the comfort in the abiding in the Lord in his sanctuary in Psalm 91. Psalm 32, 6 through 8, Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is bringing his judgments to the earth and America, but first he will start with those who profess faith in Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter 4, 17 through 18. You'll find the same principle in Ezekiel 9, 6. Everything will be shaken that can be shaken. Geophysical, financial, the cultures, the lifestyles, the heavens above, the earth below. And you'll see this in Isaiah 2:21, 13:13, Haggai 2:6, Matthew 24:6-7. God is calling his people to be rich towards him. Share your faith and help those that are in need. You'll find that in Luke 12:21, Isaiah 1:16-17. Great persecution is coming. The Lord said specifically to prepare beforehand, and he says that his people are not prepared for the most part. They are not ready. They are not used to laying down their life. They're not used to picking up their cross and literally denying their soul. They're not used to preferring the Lord over all, but over family, mates, children, their own life, the things that...
The Lord says it'll be very difficult if you're not used to laying down your life.
Times in Luke, you cannot be my disciple, he made it very clear, unless you pick up your cross, unless you prefer him above your father and your mother and your mate, your children, your own life, the things you possess, unless you pick up your cross, there's no way you can handle what is about to break forth and is already begun. When Jesus was asked three questions by his disciples and apostles in Matthew, as recorded in Matthew 24, what was the sign of his coming and the sign of the end of the age, and also Jesus was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. But Jesus, the first thing that Jesus said was, beware that no one deceive you. And he talked about great deception. Great deception by false Christ, by false prophets, by false teachers and ministries. Many things that appear right on the surface but are false at the core. So you must be discerning. You must not believe a lie. You must value truth. If you do not value truth and will stand up for the truth, it is written in 2 Thessalonians that God will give you over to a delusion, to believe a lie. Please don't let that happen to you. There's a religious system. It's the same psychological dimension that murdered all the prophets since the world began, and Jesus, his apostles, and all the servants of the Lord throughout church history. And we'll see this laid out for you in Acts chapter 4, 1 through 25 through 27. This fulfills Psalms 2 and Mark 13, 9. Specifically, I'm going to lay out for you what the Lord is saying. He's saying, sound the alarm. He's saying to seek his face. He's saying to listen to his voice. He's saying you must watch and pray. You must take note of the things that are breaking forth in the earth. Enter your secret chamber that you may be hid in the day of the Lord's indignation. That's Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. The Lord is coming forth to judge the earth. Read this in the Psalms, especially the Psalm 90s. The Lord is standing up to judge. That's in Isaiah. Multiple cataclysmic events are coming and have already begun. And the Lord said that they will come suddenly and at the same time. Jesus marveled at the religious people when he was here in the flesh. And he said, I'm amazed that you can discern the signs of the weather, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Hebrews 11:7 says, God warned Noah about things that were not seen as yet, and he moved in fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his family. This is the thing you must consider, that God does warn his people. Those that have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to be receptive, God will speak to you. God is speaking. God's calling out right now, and that's why the Lord is saying, sound the alarm. It's to bring you to attention to something you've not known or seen or heard or thought of or aware of. And it's to make you as attentive that you would take action and run to the Lord. God warned Noah. God warned Lot. God warned Mary and Joseph and took Jesus out as there was going to be an execution of the children in Israel. God warned his people about famine. So God does prepare his people. Listen to his voice. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You must hear the word of the Lord. Your life is at stake and those that you love. Persecution's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the crux of our faith in Jesus Christ. What a great glory, what a great honor, what a great privilege. And to suffer for his name is awesome. But be prepared. Prepare yourself and your soul. Pick up your cross, deny yourself. Don't love the things of this world and the things that are in the world, because they will pass away. Keep your priorities and objectives proper. The Lord says there's going to be a great falling away. Not only because of the increase of sin will harden the hearts, people turning away from the faith, but the deception will also lead people away to where the false will, people will reject their faith and will actually persecute God's little ones. And woe unto those that offend the least of the little ones of the Lord. It'd be better for them to have a giant millstone tied around their neck and to be thrown into the middle of the sea than to offend one of the little ones of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says that there's going to be a exposure, and it's written in Ephesians chapter 5, and he also talked about it in the Gospels, that which is done in darkness shall be brought to the light. And it's a shame to even speak of the things that are done in darkness. But that which is light does make manifest. So there is an exposure, political, monetary, the religious, every realm is going to be exposed, and you'll see why God is judging righteously. The Lord is also talking about a pseudo-church or a false church that has an appearance of righteousness, but really doesn't serve God or love God. And you'll see that in Acts chapter 4. You'll see this when Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. Those people believed in God. They believed in Scripture. They believed in the Messiah. But they would not submit to God. It was an appearance. They were not listening to what God was saying by his Spirit. They were not recognizing and acknowledging God's act. And when Jesus came for a purpose to fulfill all righteousness, and that he would suffer at the hands of the Gentiles and be rejected of his people. That he was a sacrifice for the sins of the world, that he would die once for all and be vindicated from the grave and come out of the grave, and that the Lord God would not leave his soul in the departed place. That's Psalm 16. And the Lord Jesus was resurrected after 3 days. And he was seen by over 500 people, and he ascended into the heavens, sitting at the right hand of the Father, until all his enemies are made his footstool. That brings us to, what is God saying now? What is God doing right now? And the condemnation that God had towards Israel was that they did not even recognize that the Spirit of God had withdrawn. The prophets did not say, "Where is the Lord?" And there was a mixture of other religions in with God's worship, and God was offended, and he withdrew, and the people regarded not his act, and they were not listening for his voice. And the same is taking place today. What is God's act today? What is God speaking today? Let him that has ears hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Jesus said he would execute judgment because he was the Son of Man. And as you read in the book of Revelation, Jesus comes back with flaming fire with all the holy angels of God, and he treads the winepress of the wrath of the Almighty God as an unprecedented day of judgment unfolds upon the earth, that the earth itself will reel to and fro like a drunkard, as prophesied by Isaiah, where the stars themselves will fall to the earth, and the sun will turn like black sackcloth, and the moon will turn like blood, and there'll be blood and vapor and smoke in the earth, and great earthquakes, and great plagues, that people will seek to die, and will actually curse God, because they hate God and they refuse to repent when God has opened his loving, extended hand of grace. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not be perishing or destroyed, but would find eternal life. But the people will actually refuse to repent and give glory to God and receive the eternal life gift. That is through faith in Jesus. God has held back and waited a long, long time. You'll see this in Isaiah 42, where the Lord says he will shout like a woman in travail. And in Psalm 78, God says, and he has done this before, he will shout like a wild man drunk with wine. You do not want to have God clap his hands. We've already seen God shake his hand, which if you'll search out the scripture, you'll see that this is what we're seeing in the earth today. But look out when the Father claps his hands. Back to the pseudo-religious system. Jesus said in Matthew 10 that they'll beat you in the synagogues. Synagogues are the meeting place of God's people. on the day of Jesus. And Jesus to say, bring up that they'll beat you in the synagogues, and he's referring to the end days. Certainly you would not assert that the Jews will rise up against Christianity, but you must realize that a false religious system will again believe in Scripture, believe in God, believe in a Messiah, but not submit to his authority and not be listening to his voice and not be listening regarding his act. And they will persecute the ones that are. And Jesus said, some of you they will execute. Some of you will be beaten. Some of you will be put in prison. So prepare beforehand. This is coming, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord says he's going to deal with the high and the lofty, the proud. That's in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, 12, and verse 17. There's absolutely no reason to glory except glorying in the Lord. We cannot glory in flesh. We cannot glory in our knowledge. We cannot glory in our strength. This is why he that is strong should humble himself, and he that is wise should humble himself, that he might be wise in the Lord. Another thing the Lord is saying is he absolutely hates when people cover evil, or they wink with the eye, or fortify the false. You cannot do that. The Lord says there's going to be war, famines, plagues, and wild animals behaving very peculiarly, and that's in Ezekiel 14 as a judgment. Isaiah 10 talks about the hypocritical nation. The United States is a hypocritical nation. The Lord has also been showing me the condition or the state of the people have been severely influenced, brainwashed, as you will, by media. And I would encourage you to do a study on the effects of television on the wavelengths of the brain. I'm not saying thou shalt not watch TV. I'm saying you should be aware of the devices and the enemy, because the effects of on the brain, you're in an altered state of existence. You're also open to influence, and you also become vulnerable. You've come to the point where you've believed lies. Remember that advertising is seeking to create a change in thinking that results in an act or behavior. So be wise. So I'm laying this out for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to consider and to seek the Lord and to give him glory and to listen to his voice and to seek his face. The Lord bless you.